As I move further, proceedings under the roll call will be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Kristen Capel from Eastern Lutheran Church in Eagan. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty God, make us who come from many backgrounds a united people that delights in our many different gifts. May we strive together for justice and peace in our land. We ask blessings on those who are entrusted with authority, especially Governor Dayton, Lieutenant Governor Smith, and all elected officials. We give you thanks for our nation and the great state of Minnesota. May there be honesty in this chamber and honor in daily life. Now hear the prayers we offer silently to you. Guide this nation and our state by your Spirit. Give to all people the blessings of well-being and harmony, but above all things, give us faith in you, that we may bring glory to your name and blessings to all people. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of those. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 174, a bill for an act relating to financing and operation of state government, providing deficiency funding. Senate file number 174 is herewith returned to the Senate, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, would you please keep the noise down so we can hear the motions? Thank you. Senator Bach.
Madam President, on behalf of Senator Cohen, I move the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 174, and that a conference committee of five members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act of a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. On page 2, Senate file 1008 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. On page 5, Senate File 1044 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. On page 9, Senate File 1082 will be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. And on page 11, Senate File 1103 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions to be adopted as all one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Weber.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file number 894 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and returned to its author, and I am the author.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dames.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file 973 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and returned to its author, who I am the author.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution number 79 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conference committee.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate is in recess.
Madam President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
I just want to call the Senate back to order. Senator Bach, the Secretary will read the report.
Senator Bach from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate file number 174. Senators Cohen, Sharon, Tomasoni, Ingebrigtsen, and Housley. Senator Bach moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators
Madam
will
President.
Be... Madam President. I'll call on you in a minute. I'll just finish this. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Torres Ray, Senator Cohen, Senator Tomasoni, Senator Latz. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I just want to call your attention to a flyer that was distributed on the floor relating to St. Cloud area evening at the Capitol, which is tomorrow night. I want to extend an invitation and would welcome you all to talk with some of the area businesses from central Minnesota. Thank you.
Other announcements? Senator Stump.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to congratulate the Thief River Falls Prowlers girls Class A hockey team. They won the state championship over the weekend, and it's their first trip to down here for the tournament. They won 3-1, and the goalie stopped 27 of 28 shots, and they beat a very tough team. The Blake team was a good team as well. So congratulations to the Thief River Falls Prowlers.
Congratulations. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess this is Regional Center Week at the Capitol. So following St. Cloud on Tuesday, we have Duluth and St. Louis County Days on Wednesday. And our reception will be at the Crown Plaza from 5 to 8 p.m. Members, you should have gotten your invitation, which is red and warm and might help you during this cold winter spell. If you didn't, we have a couple extras at the office, so feel free to swing by and pick one up. But we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday evening. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. And I'd like to congratulate the Hail Mary Pioneers girls hockey team winning the Class AA championship in the state of hockey. Job well done.
Congratulations. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, February 26, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.